Marina au micro de Bonjour Victoria, nous allons parler zéro déchet ce matin avec Paula et Nern, fondateurs et propriétaires de la boutique Zero Waste Emporium à Victoria. Bonjour Paula, bonjour Nern. La boutique Zero Waste Emporium n'est pas seulement une boutique de fruits et de légumes. Est-ce que vous pouvez présenter votre boutique à nos auditeurs et auditrices, s'il vous plaît?
Yeah, so Zero Waste Emporium is a full grocery store. Just like any conventional grocery store, we just don't have any of the packaging. So we encourage people to bring their own containers and just refill what they already have. And they can bring in, you know, their own olive oil bottle or their shampoo bottle or cloth bags, anything like that. As long as they're clean and dry, they can weigh them and then refill them with any of the items that we have. And so we have anything from milk and yogurt on tap to tofu and honey and shampoos, conditioners, and all your kitchen staples as well, completely package free.
Est-ce que la boutique Zéro Déchet Emporium respecte ce principe de zéro déchet même au niveau des livraisons?
Yeah, so we work really hard with all of our distributors to encompass a circular economy with our local suppliers. And they do a bucket exchange with us for the food. And with other distributors that are out of town, we encourage them to use compostable cardboard and packaging that is not single use in its practice. So with deliveries as well, that we're doing in light of what's happening in the world today, we're putting everything into sterile mason jars and brown paper bags. And we'll accept the mason jars back because we can sanitize them in a sanitary fashion. And then everything is delivered in our little electric vehicle all over town.
The system is not completely perfect, and there are a few items that will come in plastic packaging. And so in those instances, what we do is we try to get the largest amount of product as possible to minimize the amount of plastic that we're getting. And either reuse the packaging or make sure that it is going to a place that will actually recycle it. So most of our soft plastics are right now going to a place in Vancouver called Merlin Plastics, where they will be recycled and made into small pellets again.
Certaines personnes pensent que cela coûte plus cher d'acheter en vrac. Est-ce que c'est vrai?
No, it's the furthest from the truth, actually. So when you buy in bulk, it allows you to purchase only what you need and nothing in excess. So you're saving money because you're not buying more than you need. Also, we're pretty lucky in the fact that we've managed to completely match our prices with the major grocery stores in town. All of our items in terms of bulk food are completely on par with the grocery stores. In fact, most of it is actually below what you would buy in a grocery store. So we've managed to make zero-waste shopping very inexpensive, inclusive for everyone.
Yeah, the stigma of zero-waste shopping being more expensive comes with the fact that with zero-waste shopping, you're also buying higher quality products. So in the zero-waste lifestyle, not only are you trying to reduce the amount of waste that you're producing, but also the amount of impact that you're having on the environment. And so choosing products that are higher quality, that are made with natural ingredients, that will completely compost, tend to be of a higher value. Because they are made with a higher quality list of ingredients, right? And so for certain things like, for example, shampoo, it may be a little bit more expensive, but you can't compare an organic shampoo made in small batches by a family-owned company to something like Dove that is mass-produced and with ingredients that are not good for you or the earth, right? So there is a little bit of that that side where it can be a little more expensive, but it's only because you're buying a higher quality product, not because you're buying it in bulk and it's in a fancy trend right now and therefore it's more expensive.
Tout le monde est amené aujourd'hui à repenser son mode de vie. C'est peut-être un bon point de départ pour devenir zéro déchet. Quels sont vos conseils?
So the best thing to do when you're thinking about going zero waste is concentrate on the little wins. Don't try to do everything at once. because it will be overwhelming. So pick a few things in your daily routine that you do now that you can easily swap for a low waste or zero waste item. Things like getting away from buying shampoo and conditioner and body wash in a bottle and go with a bar of soap or a bar of shampoo. Also, your toothpaste and your toothbrush that you use at home, you can easily swap those out for more sustainable items like a bamboo toothbrush or toothpaste in a glass jar, and deodorant. Deodorant can be found in cardboard tubes. So most people start in the kitchen and in the bathroom, because there's a lot of things that can be swapped out for items that will either return to the earth at the end of their life cycle, or that will last you a lifetime.
Parlons un peu de vous maintenant. Comment en êtes-vous arrivé à une vie zéro déchet? Qu'est-ce qui vous a inspiré? Qui vous a inspiré pour ceci?
So for us, I'm a marine biologist in background, and I did a lot of diving in my time, especially around here, around Vancouver Island. And I became quite aware that everything that we do, every action that we take every day has a direct impact on the environment around us. And Naren as well has a background in aquaculture. And so both of us love nature quite a bit, and we slowly decided to start our own zero waste journey to try to minimize the impact that we were having on the environment around us, because we could see how much of an impact our society is having, and we wanted a better world for our kids. And eventually this personal journey kind of became a much bigger thing that we ever imagined. So we decided to share all of our tips and techniques and all the resources that we had found with the larger community, because we found it very hard to be zero waste here in Victoria a few years ago. There were no resources, and most places wouldn't allow you to bring your own containers. And from there, it just kind of spiraled into the store that we have now.
Yeah, and we truly believe that one person can make a difference. So Paula and I didn't come from an entrepreneurial background, and we've never worked in grocery before, but we had an idea, and we just kind of put our heads down and went with it. And that led to the opening of Vancouver Island's first zero-waste grocery store, and it's been more successful than we could ever have imagined, and we've managed to build an amazing community around this movement and this lifestyle.
Et maintenant, une dernière question qui n'est peut-être pas la plus facile. Qu'est-ce qui a été le plus dur à abandonner pour avoir un style de vie zéro déchet?
The hardest thing to give up. To be honest, we've been able to find an alternative or replacements to almost everything that we were using before. And for me personally, I think the hardest thing, not necessarily to give up, but to try to find a more sustainable option, is clothing, especially women's clothing. It's hard to find something that is fashionable and made with natural materials. And even things like socks, right? You can't find socks that don't have elastic on them. So no matter what you do, there's always things that you will have to compromise on. And finding jeans, for example, finding jeans that are 100% cotton for women is absolutely impossible. I have gone to every single store in Victoria and have not been able to find a single pair that is 100% cotton. However, for men, most of the jeans out there are 100% cotton, right? So, I would say probably clothing has been the hardest thing to try to navigate around.
Yeah, and we kind of took a different look on the issue as well. It wasn't such an idea of having to give things up, or now that we can't have these things in our life anymore. We chose to look at it in a stance that we choose not to bring these items into our life anymore. So that puts us in a power position, and it gives us more control over what we use and what we don't use. So rather than saying, oh man, I can't have this anymore, you simply say, I choose not to consume this anymore because I don't need it.
Yeah, and at this point in time, you can honestly find an alternative for pretty much anything that you would normally use at home, a much more sustainable alternative. So with the zero waste movement growing so quickly, it's a lot easier now to find all the items that you need to continue on with a normal life.
Merci beaucoup à vous deux pour votre temps.
Absolutely, thank you. Thank you for having us.
Retrouvez Paula Enorn à la boutique Zero Waste Emporium au 1728 rue Douglas. Vous pouvez aussi les contacter par téléphone au 778-433-0, donc Z-E-R-O, pour le 778-433-9376. Ou sinon, vous pouvez aussi vous rendre directement sur leur site internet zerowasteemporium.com.